Hello, welcome. Round number six. It's a big day. It's a big day, and I'll tell you why. First, we're here an hour earlier. We'll explain why. That doesn't affect you, obviously, because you're listening to this. Well, hopefully a little bit earlier. When I say it's a big day, we have taken control, apparently, of the account which lets us load up the podcast early. So the farce that has been recording at Wednesday at 10 a.m. and then not seeing it till Thursday midday, that farce has ended. So we've had a victory here in the Sydney Sportsbet studio. And have a look at these.
Arts and crafts time.
Wall of shame, wall of fame finally makes its debut. Send them in. Wall of fame, wall of shame. Your bets that you're particularly proud of and the ones you think are worthy of bad beat attention. And needs to be a unanimous vote to get on the beautiful wall of shame, wall of fame. Joel Cain, hello to you.
Good show coming up, boys. I can feel it.
You can feel it in your waters, can't you? You're up and about.
Plenty of topics, plenty of best bets. I'm ready to go.
So, Sean Ormerod.
Oh, here we go. Yes, Dan.
Sean Ormerod, you're the reason we're here an hour early. And it was a WhatsApp message that delivered the news. Can we start at 10? I have to go to Mexico.
Last week, I
no
sent
one
that.
Has to go to
last
Mexico.
Last week, I sent that as well. Complete radio silence. So I had
suits
to.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm an early bird.
Yeah, not a morning person down there. Look at him.
You're going to bed when I'm getting up.
You see on the WhatsApp, I send my tips and notes at 3 o'clock in the morning. But that's okay.
That's worth a bib, isn't it? You can't send a WhatsApp threads. 3 a.m.
Well, if you haven't got your phone on silent, that's your problem. That's your problem.
Anyway,
why are we off to Mexico?
In the wise words of Cosmo Kramer, TCB, just taking care of business down there.
Got a better dog.
Got the Penske file to take care of. Yeah. No, much to people's surprise, I actually have a job at Sports.
Yeah, but so I don't know what you do. And every time this is my problem. Every time I ask him what he does,
mystery. No
every
one
time
knows.
I ask him, oh, lots of things, mate. Lots of things. I think, hang on, is he the guy that closes the accounts when people start getting on winning?
What do you actually do? This is going to be the third Seinfeld reference in a minute here. You know, Costanza, I just walk around the office like looking angry. If you look angry, you look busy. That's about what I do.
Yeah, but again, that's why I got the shits. Not because you have to go to Mexico. Good luck to you. We'd all love to go to Mexico.
Yeah. So if we can make
but
this
every
short
time
sharp.
I ask you, what do you actually do at Sportsbet, you very, can't give me an answer.
Very complex, Dan. It'd be boring to the listeners.
What does it involve? I mean,
about this, really. This is about it.
But is it about numbers? Is it about, like, are you analysing odds or what is it?
Mate, I once had a mate of mine.
I know what he does.
I once had a mate of mine who worked at the Wharves, right? And the wharf he worked at had been shut for about 10 years, but he was still just on the books.
Yeah.
I think he could have a similar role, and you're going to give him up if you keep digging away.
That's why
I'm trying to just put this to bed. If I reveal too much,
but you should have a fake
more.
Answer. You can't just say, I do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
TCB.
Okay, enjoy. How long are you there for?
Just tonight, so back Thursday. I've got a busy weekend coming up. So.
England? You going to Mexico for one day?
No, I'm down there Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, Melbourne. I thought you were actually going to Mexico. What?
Can I ask?
hang on. Now.
What? Are you kidding yourself?
He's got a 1 o'clock flight. We have to record at 10. I'm thinking you're going to... I'm thinking there's
yeah,
some
no,
conference
because,
or
no,
something.
Because
you actually thought he was going to Mexico?
Yes.
No.
Have you heard about the global pandemic that's going on? And,
and that's why
and
I
the
thought,
lack of global
thought,
travel that's going
this is odd, but there must be some gambling conference in Cancun or something.
Can I just ask you this? Is your first assignment in Mexico, right? Does it include an amber ale, yes or no?
Well... It might, but it's all work related, Joel.
Yeah.
It's all work related.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
No, I got no problem with that.
No.
All I ask for is an explanation.
I'm just jealous.
That's all. I'm jealous too.
Yeah. No, so for clarity, I'm going to Melbourne.
You might want to just see sarcasm and humour doesn't work in text form form.
It doesn't work when this bloke's been awake for 1 hour.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, obviously the big topic of the week, and we will get to our bets. And we're due because we had a stinker last week. But, hey, we've been flying for a week, so we can't be on fire every week. But I'm very disappointed, gentlemen, because I have Cronulla, the over under 9.5 wins. I thought I have no problem here. Now, to make John Morris's coaching scenario about me, I feel like I'm in big trouble because this season has just completely been sacrificed.
What did I say on our first show? They had to come out at the start of the year and guarantee his position for the whole year. Otherwise, they would hijack their season.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what's happened.
They're finished. They are, aren't they finished, Sean? They're actually 2-3 and two games. Canberra, they were entitled to go to Golden Point. I don't know if they were entitled to win, but they were entitled to go to Golden Point. And the Roosters, they threw that away. Mm-hmm. And a bit unlucky, down to 15, Roosters, championship qualities. But so there was potential. They look like, to me, a pretty comfortable bottom part of the top eight team.
Yeah, definitely. And I've got grave fears for them now. We saw there was no hesitation of some big-name players coming out in the media and backing him and almost calling out the board for what all the carry-on was this week. I've got some big fears about how they respond this week.
Well, Seraldo takes over. He had a situation at Penrith.
Sorry, hang on. Who'd you say he's walking in? I was just checking some
Seraldo. Isn't Seraldo?
No.
Oh, Josh Hannay. Josh Hannay. Yeah. Sorry, Seraldo is next year with with Craig Fitzgibbon. Apologies.
Yeah.
So Josh Hannay comes in.
Yes.
Not exactly a great coaching record.
Well, he's been through this before. I'm just looking at this now, which is why I was distracted. Yeah, so he took over from Paul Green.
Mm.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, lost his first six.
Hmm.
It's a tough gig.
Mm.
Let me just ask you this on John Bomber Morris. If you're him, is not coaching to your benefit? Are you unsubscribing at a good time? Because if he coaches on for the rest of the year and it goes pear-shaped, does his stocks diminish?
This is the best way to go.
Yes.
He won't believe this now.
No,
he leaves as a martyr. He leaves with his reputation intact. He leaves as the victim of this story, which means he is guaranteed to get a job. I don't know if he's guaranteed to get a top job, but he's guaranteed to be an assistant somewhere, minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum. I feel for him. If they had beaten, can you imagine? If they had beaten the Roosters, and they should have done it.
So what happens this week if that does happen? It was 18-4 20 to go.
That Phil Rothfield story is going to print. That had already been published Saturday night to go into the Sunday morning paper, and it proved to be accurate. That got the ball rolling. John Morris said, "What the hell's going on?" Board said, "Oh, you better come in." Everything wheels in motion. Obviously, Craig Fitzgibbon was done last week. So can you imagine?
Are you suggesting there was a very relieved board to see?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think they intended for all this to happen this week. But the Rothfield story was coming out no matter what. Can you imagine if they'd beaten the gold standard of the competition and Morris Seal? And he actually did a couple of really good coaching. He troubled Robinson with a couple of tactical moves.
He's a very good coach. There is zero question about that. In saying that, I have a very, very strong... Look, I said to Trent Robinson, and I said this publicly, they were 25-1 when he took the reins, and I knew how good a coach he was, and I said, you'll win the comp in your first year. I'm not comparing him to Trent Robinson, Craig Fitzgibbon, but he very much has similar hallmarks. I also believe, and people won't believe me right now, I believe Todd Payton's going to be a very, very good coach with time. He's got a disaster on his hands at the moment. Where I'm going with this is, Dan, who's a very good centre in the NRL? Is Paul Momorowski a very good centre in the NRL?
Not
good
for me.
Center.
A good. Well, who's above average centre in the NRL? Anyway, whoever you think of it is, right?
Zach Lomax,
right?
I don't know.
He's
elite, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably a bit.
So you're thinking of it.
What I'm saying is that let's take a very good centre in the NRL or a very good back in the NRL, but then you've got Joseph Suaalii potentially. If Craig Fitzgibbon is Joseph Suaalii, do you want to keep Paul Momorowski or whoever the centre is when you've got Joseph Suaalii there? And the other part to look at it is, if Bomber Morris and Craig Fitzgibbon both on the open market today...
Oh, Fitzgibbon's much more in demand.
He is?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a case for having Craig Fitzgibbon. I do feel very sorry for John Bomber Morris.
It might be a case for having him, but the way it's been dealt with is you would reserve this sort of situation to get someone like Craig Bellamy or Trent Robinson. The way they've
that's exactly right.
They've like it, this is this stuff can like ruin this can ruin cultures and can really put you in a bad spot.
But the error for me here is the loose lips at the board that's allowed it to come out, because you know why?
Well, that's rugby league, John.
Yeah, but I've got no doubt that Craig Fitzgibbon, who's a rock-solid bloke, Robbo's rock-solid bloke, they don't want this coming out right now.
It's not his fault.
Whoa, whoa. Why don't the Roosters want the Sharks to disintegrate? Why is it not in...
No, they're not worried about them disintegrating.
I'm saying, hang on, at some point Fitzgibbon would have told people at the Roosters,
yes,
this, hey, it's happening, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And they would have said, we have our blessing.
Is there a better
don't tell
club?
Me that, don't tell me they couldn't have leaked it. I'm not saying they did. I have no idea.
No, they wouldn't. Why would they do that? There's not a better club in the country, probably in any sport, who can contain information. I've got no doubt that they might have known this for 4 months. Mm. Robbo might have known this for 4 months.
You're right. But rugby league club, you know, people love talking.
The leaking's
people
come.
Love being on the... People within rugby league, I think this is society, love letting you know that they're the inside.
There's no doubt it's come from the Cronulla board, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think their plan all along, get this out in the media, the team will turn to shit with all this going on in the media. But it's backfired because it's almost done the opposite. It's galvanised the team.
Yeah.
They were now playing even more for Morris, it seems like. But they've still gone ahead with this decision.
I think
anyway,
they were waiting for Cronulla to have a very bad start.
I don't think it's a strategic thing. It didn't happen.
It's not a strategic thing. It's one person in the board's had loose lips.
Yep.
Right? And now it's burnt them on the ass.
I think it's always
strategic. I don't think
it meant to come out this week.
No. Can I do a Bambi?
Oh,
I'm going to do a Bambi because it's a perfect time to do it, right? I'm going to do a Bambi on behalf of someone else.
Yes.
Okay, I've never done this before. Let's do this.
Third-party Bambi.
Yeah, third-party Bambi. Good timing. Let's do this.
This is like calling Mexico Melbourne anyway.
Yeah. Okay, for the very first time in Get 'Em Onside history, we have a Bambi on behalf of someone else. Not on behalf of someone else because they haven't asked me to do this, but I am recalling this. Sharon Morris writes, "My heart breaks for my son, the coach. So dedicated, so loyal, so disgusted that he was treated so badly by the board. Even though he knew they weren't re-signing him, he wanted to finish out his contract. He loves his players and his staff. His only question, why? They couldn't answer him. Fans get to know your board. They are deceitful liars." This is heavy. 24 hours early, they said no deal had been done. "You have the power, but must be financial members for 3 years before you can vote. Vote them out and bring back Barry Russell, a true loyal Sharks man." Heartbroken emoji. That's a Bambi. Sharon Morris, mother of John Morris.
Has a miss there,
not
Shazza.
Worthy.
Okay, righto.
Whoa, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
She's defending her son.
Yeah, but...
I thought you were going to go with her for going public.
I love the passion.
No, that's not bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, righto. Okay.
No. It's a very interesting discussion. Because
yes.
I think we've Bambied. Yeah. I think we've all misinterpreted. It's become a list of grievances.
Okay.
Now, if you were to go her for going public, that's bad because that's a Bambi.
Yeah,
the
okay.
mother of all a right. coach who's been sacked. So I'm going to open the door. The opportunity, Joel Kane.
For a proper Bambi.
Are you attacking Karen for going public?
No, I'm not. No, I love the passion. I love the passion of doing it.
Yeah.
I don't think John would love that.
I'd suggest John would be Bambiing.
Mothers. I never
He'd be Bambiing mum for doing that. He wouldn't be happy with that.
No.
But
wives and mums, remember Kevin Walters' missus years ago went nuts on it. Doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help.
It doesn't help. But so I'm going to give you one more chance.
Okay, righto. This is.
Do you want to go Sharon Bambi?
No.
I'm disappointed in you.
Well, I'm not Sharon. I'm not Bambing Sharon.
I like Sharon.
Who doesn't like Sharon? Anyway, do you want me to do another one? Or
yes,
wait?
Please.
Okay, righto. Here we go.
We're here now.
Righto. Here we go. So I get your coffees every week, right,
yes.
Which is fine. Uh-oh. And by the way, you whinging about the tipping comp last week, karma prevailed because you went backwards, which I found very, very exciting. Anyway.
So did you.
Yeah.
You didn't have a good week.
No, I didn't.
You were awful. Who are you to be giving tipping advice,
by the
way?
I'm talking about the tipping comp that you were unhappy with.
Oh, I've given up on that.
Yeah.
I've given up on that.
Due for a rule charge, I think, anyway.
Anyway.
I'm actually now a contender for last in your stupid $250 prize.
Wouldn't that be good? That'd be brilliant.
Anyway, so I go down to get the coffees, right?
Here we go.
And because there's a big...
I feel like I'm...
No, you're not. No, actually not.
Okay.
So because the coffee order is a large coffee order and, you know, all the team, I look after the team,
Thank
which
you.
Is great.
You do.
And so what I do is I get the coffees and then I go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And there's a bloke there on the trough, right? So I sidle up next to him and do the same as what he's doing. And then I just see him leave.
Oh, he's puppy.
He just leaves.
Puppy.
And like, this has been something that would always get my goat, but now in a world of COVID, even more so.
He didn't have his hands in the pizza dough in the cafe, did he?
Then I go out and I see this bloke and I almost wanted to say, mate, just go and wash your hands, you grub, right? So then there's this guy goes, as I've got the coffees, I'm walking out, I see this guy.
Mm.
And this other guy says, Joel, are you doing the podcast today? I said, yeah, mate, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, I listen every week. We spoke about this. This is the bloke from Home and Away. Remember the bloke from Home and Away who's in the same building who listens to the podcast?
I don't know. You're fitting in a name drop into a Bambi. Yeah, yeah. This is you're walking a beautiful tightrope.
So anyway, so I'm stopped to speak to him.
Yes.
He's there with his mate.
Oh, the non-washer.
The non-washer.
Oh, no.
Yes. The non-washer.
Did you pull him up?
I was tempted again, but I didn't.
No.
You had stars in your eyes from the man from... Who's the man from Home and Away, by the way?
Oh, he's like, he works behind the scenes. It's not a...
We do care. No, I'm joking. Yes. I'm joking.
Yes, anyway. What do you think about that? It is ordinary.
Oh, of course it's ordinary. I think... do that today on your radio show, you get half an hour of calls from people that have similar stories.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Rightio.
Set aside, what's your weakest half hour?
Oh, I don't know. Take your pick.
About the one.
You got to be honest.
Hey, we did well on the podcast actually this week.
Yeah, because you're don't get me started on SEN bumping up podcast numbers. But anyway, your show is good. You know, I listen every day.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So you're flying.
Okay,
you're flying. You'll be rating triple what you're rating by the end of the
year. Thank you very much.
There we go. So I can be complimentary at times. I'm telling you, tell that story.
Yes.
In a lull.
Yes.
When you don't have a guest.
No, I like
or
it.
Something,
keep it up your sleeve. That's a good tip.
That you'll get half an hour of stories of people with similar horror stories.
Okay. Beautiful.
I don't have a Bambi.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You don't have
that.
To, mate. I'd rather you just come in hot. It's like when people give you tips. I don't want tips every week. I'd rather the person who, here's a tip, boys.
Yes. I started a thing years ago. We had a tipster on, but I said, I want confidence level.
Yeah.
I want you. You're going to give us four tips either way. Well, whatever you're tipping, your fourth best tip is obviously not as strong as your first best tip.
Yeah.
I want to know what your confidence level is.
Well, we should actually do this every week. We've got $100 to spend each week.
Yes.
And then you can whack something if you like, or you could spread your risk.
Okay. Anyway. I said that 2 years ago. You hit me out of the park for six.
It was Audrey's idea then.
Yeah. Sean, would you like to contribute a Bambi?
Well, it's not so much a Bambi, but it might be a good segue to the wall of shame, because I don't like to blame players when your bets get beat.
Mm.
But there was a bad one on Thursday night, and it was the way in which he did it really, really hurt me. So I was on Broncos first half plus last Thursday night.
This
plus,
is
plus 11 and
everyone.
A half.
Plus 11 and a half.
This is bad. Oh, this is almost Penrith Dragons a few years ago.
Halfway
of the season leader.
Yeah, this is brutal.
You couldn't lose by 24. Yeah. That was all you had to do. St.
That's
George
right.
couldn't lose by... That was, I think, the worst beat I've ever seen.
Well, this might surpass
Take
it. So I've got 8 points up my sleeve with about 4 minutes to go. Dane Gagai makes a break anyway. Poor Jordan Ricky tackle, but I won't blame him. Adam Reynolds scores, converts a try. So they're up by 10.
Yes. You've got 2 points up.
I've got 2 points up.
Or one and a half, actually.
The only way I can get beat is a try, length of the field try, because Broncos kick off, they go deep, or 2-point field goal. And they march down, they get to 40 out, and Adam Reynolds has got all the time in the world. What does he do? Straight over. But it was the way...
You must have noticed the
big grin. It was the big smile that really... That really hurt. I think
what
that probably
a
hurt me more
a
than
stupid
the
rule. Yeah. A stupid rule has done you in.
Mm.
What about when he's sitting there, he's been married for many, many years, and he's now in his 60s, and he's doing the crossword, and it says, who was the inaugural 2-point field goal? And the coffee just spills
That's
all over the page.
I'll never forget it now.
That's right.
Brutal. Anyway, so Adam Reynolds, you're my
good
little Bambi.
Bambi
for this week.
But what did we exclusively reveal on this show? When were we going to see 2-point field
goals? Yeah, before
half time. Before half time.
Yeah.
And
can I ask this to rub it into Sean unintentionally? Did it add anything to the game? I think it adds zero to the game, and I'm glad we had the historic moment. I got it wrong. I thought it was 1969. It was 1970. Anyway, it was 50 plus years, and it added nothing.
Well, you could tell by the way they reacted. It was a joke to them.
Yeah.
They were all high-fiving and Yahoo, and Reynolds was laughing.
Is rugby league any better for a 2-point field goal? I say no, and certainly Sean Ormerod thinks no.
It was brought in to win games, right, excitingly. I hate the rule. I hate it from the start. I'll guarantee you this. There'll be three times more the amount of first-half field goals than second-half field goals, and it brings zero to the game.
The only time it will change game will be at full-time when a team's down by two. And they
it won't happen though.
Of course, you need everything. You need so many things.
You only get the space and time before half time, which is exactly what Reynolds got on the weekend. He had 30 metres in front of him.
But Dan says the right thing. It'll only ever happen when a team's down by two, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to try and do it to beat a team down by one. They're going to try and get it within range, and then that's going to send them to Golden Point, which is another contentious thing. Anyway, okay. You've unsubscribed. You're going to move on to the next thing.
No. Yeah. I have, because I'm looking at these. Because
couldn't
these
have been
are
more
very complicated. Yeah. Well, okay, we've got to get on to it. We've bloody teased this for 6 weeks.
Yes, you have.
I know. Are we ready?
You're all arts and crafts. Come on.
I'm not seeing many winners here. I'm seeing all these are all Hall of Shame contenders. So we start here. And we're not going to zoom in.
What do you got? You read one out too.
Okay, this one. This is from Manly versus South, 20th of March. This punter, does this count as a bad beat? Latrell Mitchell anytime. Alex Johnson anytime. Cody Walker, two or more tries. 67-1. Mitchell scores, Johnston scores, Walker scores one. Does that count as a
war? I'm gonna play bad cop here because I'm pretty strict with my bad beats. It's got to be a scenario. You can't just miss out on one leg and that's
no,
a bad.
That's
beat.
He's not unlucky. He got close.
He got close.
But he wasn't. Tell us, punter, if Cody Walker was denied a try, because it was a few weeks ago by the video ref that was a dud or there was a four, that gets that's into bad beat exactly. territory. But no, that is a no.
Okay.
But bad luck because that hurts. 67-1. That would have made for a very nice weekend. What
righto, boys. I won't go through them all, but it's a four-legger. It's a four-legger where it finishes 30-1 with the Cowboys against the Dragons needing to be 1-12. Yeah. No deal?
Sorry, say that again.
So 1-12, they needed the Cowboys to win.
No, Dragons won. Dragons won by a field goal. Again.
No, they didn't.
Hang on,
they won by seven, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking of last year's game. That's no deal. No deal. What else did he have? Titans 1-12, Penrith 13+. South 13+. Okay, you got a crush. You're not less of a man by having a little saver.
You don't know it's a man.
Or woman. Yeah. You're not less of an adult if you crush. You had a 30-1 bet rely on your last leg. You had a chance, I hope, man. Maybe you did.
Balls the last leg.
Tricky one to crush, mate.
Crush one because, you've got to cover a few things there. Mm. But the cash out option.
I don't even. How long ago is this from? These are all pending. Bulldogs v Panthers, kick out anytime, Penrith head to head. Into.
Oh, this one, the North Sydney Bears are in this one.
Let me have a look at that one, Sean. Because I called this game.
Just call the last thing. We're going to bore the listeners. We need to just know the final league.
Canterbury Penrith, same game multi. Ah, here we go. Kick out anytime, try score a head to head, Panthers, tick. I'm sorry.
If the segment's flying, Dan. This one. This probably is a bad beat, you know. $77, an 18-legger, where Spain had to beat Greece at $1.15.
So these are all soccer.
But that's the only one they lost.
Hang on. This is a soccer one where it's all into. It must have been a Euro qualifying.
That is a bad beat.
Hang on. The first leg is Tajikistan versus Mongolia. This person has no business winning. And it was $5 on a 77-leg dollar multi.
That's a bad beat.
Spain, I tell you why. Yeah, you're right.
$1.15.
So you had a $1.15 shot. I don't think I'm putting it in the wall of shame.
Unless they were beaten on the bell.
Yeah, you need more information. Let's put that in the maybe column.
Yes.
And then this one, the last one. And I'm glad we're not putting.
He's got to get to Mexico later on.
I'm glad
Does this segment need a bit of work?
I'm thinking 10 o'clock already. He's got to go through customs. He's got to get
punch you.
Sydney, Mexico. 1-39. See, because I bagged his podcast and said they're bumping up the numbers over it. Yeah. They are. They bump up. You put eight bloody highlights so you can bump up the numbers so you can be on that podcast ranker.
Okay.
Sydney, 1-39 against Adelaide. Tick. Port Adelaide versus Essendon. Port Adelaide minus 15.5. It won. And Broncos beating the Bulldogs, $1.75. But this is... This is the one.
Oh, we've got one.
We've got a contender. This leg, Jesus Christ, $47 to 1, relied on the Canberra Raiders beating the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors 25-6. Yeah. And then the last play of the game.
Yes.
Jordan Rapana doesn't put the ball down properly.
That's right.
That is a yes for me.
Yes.
But they're also up by however many at halftime. 25-6. Yeah.
And it's the second league, so they can't get out.
Clubhouse leader.
We have our first.
Hall of Shamer.
Yeah. Stand up.
Can we edit
who you are?
Can we edit the first 10 minutes of that out?
Yeah.
No. Listen, it's a process. It's a process.
Do you want the details on the Spain loss? Well, it was a draw. They needed them to win. They led 1-0 after 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Greece put one in the back of the net via a penalty.
What time?
56 minutes. $1.15, pop, mate. That's stiff for mine.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
No, doesn't qualify.
You know what needs to happen?
But that's the beautiful thing about the – it needs to be unanimous.
And it needs to include a rugby league. There you go.
Oh, let's see. You've always got to go one step too far. No, it's bad. But explain them to us why it's a bad beat. Because Spain versus Greece, we have no idea what happened.
Can I just add one more thing? You need to add the hashtags because Suze is searching via the hashtags. So if you don't have the hashtags,
hashtag
SB Wall of Shame, hashtag SB Hall of Fame, you're not going to get a start.
No, you can tweet me as well. I don't
care. Direct to Dan for every single one.
Direct to me. I don't reply anyway.
Hey, you've blocked half the world.
Jack, I don't block. I'm not a blocker these days.
Sorry, you're a muter.
When are you going to unmute Jarve?
I didn't even know I'd muted. I knew.
On mute.
No. I knew I had. I don't know what it was that caused the mute.
Right.
Sorry. But, you know, rules are rules. And I don't know why, but I have a memory like a goldfish. Something must have happened 3 or 4 years ago. So I know why.
I'm a muter. If people are too heavy on the tweets or the Instagrams, I mute them. That's, there you go.
You're bagging me for 10 minutes of boredom. Let's do this.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same-game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, wheelie bin champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
All right. And Jack Crone, by the way, we're told, is our first entrant, and we'll have it up there next week. We forgot to bring Blue Tack. So he'll be the first entrant on the Wall of Shame.
Hashtag arts and crafts. What are you going to do for him, Shawnee? You got something up your sleeve?
Yeah, we'll have a look at the end of the year. We'll pick the best and worst, and we'll sort something out.
Time in your busy schedule at Sportsbet doing whatever it is you do all day. Yeah. Maybe you're the guy that gives out the bonus books. Maybe I should be nicer to you. All right, let's go to some footy, eh? And we have another Broncos prime time game. Great. Mm. Brisbane versus Penrith on Thursday night football to start things off. And this is the biggest line of the weekend. $12. $12. We what do we end up getting Canterbury to, by the way, Sean? Did we get them to 30 last week against Melbourne?
Did the line start?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it got that far.
Anyway, that ended up, I tell you what, gambling is a good thing a lot of the time, because that was the only thing that made that game interesting, because Canterbury came back and that game hovered around the line.
Yeah, it was teetering around the handicap.
Gee, you just thought, we're gone here. Anyway, $1.03 the Panthers, $1.03 at Suncorp. 27.5 is the line. Penrith looked pretty much full strength to me. I don't see any changes from their Canberra win. And Brisbane, Patrick Carrigan is back. Tessie New has been punted. I think he might have a hand. He's out. Anthony Milford, he has been punted. Ben Teo is injured. Jesse Arthurs and Richie Kenner are the centres for Brisbane. That's going to feature heavily in one of my bets, but which way are you going here? Brisbane against the Penrith side, which not only scores at will, they don't concede either.
Exactly, yeah. 26 points in the first 5 games they've conceded. That's just unreal.
Crazy.
Like, a couple of duck eggs in there, which obviously blows it out, but you've got to respect those two as well. This starts with a 3, this line, I think. Mm. I struggle to get it any shorter than that. Like, how did Penrith not score 40 here? I can't work it out.
That's how I thought. Because I thought Brisbane, let's give him 12. Mm. Let's say they crack Penrith a couple of times. Penrith would still only need to get to 40. And, geez, they're every chance.
Yeah, every chance.
Although, funny thing, Joel, you look at that Broncos pack. It should be a much better pack. Lodge, Turpin, Haas. Haas is one of the best props in the game. Lodge is okay. Glenn, okay, he's near the end. Pangai, when he's on, he's fantastic. And Pat Carrigan's a workhorse. Well, they should be... much more competitive in games.
Broncos and morals at the line.
Oh,
Jesus.
Wow. I'll tell you why. Dearden next to Tessie New is fatal. Absolutely fatal. Now, I'm all for the little man in rugby league, right? Because I'm a little man myself, right? Working on the big part, naturally. Anyway, they had about five or six blokes under 180 centimetres. And you just get absolutely flogged, mm-hmm. right? You get absolutely flogged. He's quite a big fella, Jesse Arthurs. He comes into the side. Tessie News, 177 centimetres. You had him and Dearden. Kikau would have been watching that game going, I'm going to score seven tries next week on that edge. Their two trips to Queensland late last year, they've played plenty of Sydney games. They went to North Queensland, won by 20. Mm. They went to Brisbane, won by 13. They're on the road here. They've had so many games at home. There's still no Coruscant. I like what Kevy's done for this game. This is going to be a huge turnaround. They will get within the line. And I'll tell you, he'll be scoring a try. He's a try-scoring specialist. You can mark him down nearly every week.
Ex-Coats.
He missed out last week, but dropped the ball over the line. If he catches it, he scores. He's about $3.70 or something to score.
I like your faith. Yep. I like your faith.
There you
so
go.
You're Brisbane, you're Penrith, on Penrith as well. But again, that's I don't think the line's enough, but it's a tough game to bet. If you're only ever going to get your nose in front if you're on Penrith right at the death.
So the same question, Dan, is at what point are you backing the Broncos in this? How much start do you want?
30 and a half.
You know one of those games where they keep ratcheting
it
up?
Yeah, like the mountain climber on Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Matt Burton for a double at $8, but any time try scorer, $2.30. But that's me.
Can I tell you the...
You think Arthurs is a much better defender than you.
Can I tell you the Penrith comparison? Everyone's comparing them to the 91 side, right? Because they'd come off a loss the year before. Mm. And that's fair enough. You know who their comparison is? I remember going to training in 1997. David Waite said, boys, just remember this number, 191. 191, right? That was the number of points that Manly had conceded the year before in 96 to win the competition, right? And they, the year before, like Penrith last year in 95, were one of the most dominant teams you've ever seen, Manly. They went through the year having lost only two games.
That's right.
Lost the grand final on the back of Jim Dimmick and the Bulldogs. The next year, they improved their defence by about 20%, about 8 points a game. They won the grand final belatedly, like having had to wait that extra 12 months.
Yeah.
This team's conceding bugger all, and this is a comparison. The other comparison you have... Think about all the teams who've had a star 5'8 in the making, who's had to wait their time in the centres. Brett Kenny, when he was in the centres.
Yep.
Brad Fittler, who played in the centres. Laurie Daly. Matt Burton.
Matt Burton. Two questions. Sean, are the Panthers too arrogant?
Love it.
Yeah.
Haven't won anything.
They're walking a little fine line at the moment. There was a little bit of carry on the weekend that I didn't really love. But you need a bit of that swagger, and they've certainly got swagger, but it can go too far.
I liked everything. I like everything about their swagger, except you can't drag Joey Tarpany into a blue. If Joey Tarpany unleashed, you got no one to blame but yourself. What is a Canberra trainer doing? When trainers get involved in fights, or the ball boy decides he wants to make himself part of the game, it was like. Remember the Chelsea bloke that kicked the ball boy?
Yeah.
I thought the ball boy, while Aiden Hazard deserved to go for months, you can't do that. I thought if I'm the ball boy's dad, I would say, son, you wanted to make yourself part of the game. You had that
You
coming.
Invited the trouble.
You invited the trouble. And if Stephen Crichton had his head punched in by Joey Tarpany, he would have only had himself to blame.
I'll put my hand up as being very hypocritical as well. This time last year, I slammed Penrith for the dress-ups.
Yes.
But the reason I'd done that is because at that time, they'd done nothing, right? Now they're entitled to have the swagger now. They weren't this time last year. They are certainly now.
Yep. Also, last one. Crowd, Viking clapping Canberra. I can't believe anyone had an issue with this.
Who cares? Yeah, go on.
The Canberra Viking clap is, and I love it. Love it. I love the Raiders. But it comes from the Iceland football team and then went to the Minnesota Vikings and then the Canberra Raiders took it on, which great. Beautiful. It's a wonderful addition to
Good
our game.
Good theatre.
It's great theatre.
Yeah.
No one gets hurt.
No.
We'll get to the Tigers and the fans booing there once we get to their game. Let's go to Newcastle Cronulla. Now, Newcastle, we thought, were going to be the story coming into this game, being thumped by the Titans. And it's funny, I didn't see the blow-up of Adam O'Brien So we get the pictures. I'll call him that game for Fox. I started looking about 20 seconds after he finished his blow-up, and he was actually quite measured. So I came on and said, oh, very measured. I'd missed the... So he's not happy. They would be happy, though, Joel. Bradman Best is back, and that's a huge in. We know what an addition he is. Jacob Saifidi has been great. Kurt Mann goes to number six. And Braden Musgrove to make his debut on the wing. Cronulla, what the hell can you say about the net? No Dugan, no Graham. Britt Nakora comes back. Sia Sifa Talakai, he was terrific last year, comes in, but he's no Wade Graham. The odds, did I see $1.90 each of two?
$1.90, your pick at the moment.
Oh, that Sean, that looks very juicy.
Mm.
Go on.
Well, it was even juicier a couple of days ago. So Cronulla were minus 4.5, 5.5 point favourites in here a couple of days ago in the early markets. Now, granted, they lost Wade Graham and Dugan.
Well, they were always going to lose Graham. There was no way he could play this week.
Yeah, true. As I said at the top of the show, I've got some real concerns about how the Sharks front up here on the road at Newcastle. Knights have been really, really bad the last month. Really poor. They get Bradman Best out, who's huge. They've lacked a lot of strike out wide, which has been a big concern of mine. They get him back. I'm purely betting against Cronulla because of all the shit that's gone on this week. I can't see how they turn up on the road.
Joel Kane?
I'm going to take the Knights in the Brayley Cup.
Yes. Is this the first time they're against each other?
I believe so.
I reckon it might be.
Yeah, well, they only played a couple of games last year, so I'll take the Knights. But, boys, who's the team that you're finding most hard to read and to catch?
There's a few this year for me.
They're very hard, the Knights. I'm going to take them, though, and not because of the distraction. I was going to take them anyway. Bradman Best comes into the side. You've got Kalen back into the side. These are two players that haven't been there the last month together anyway. Massive, massive in Knights.
Tigers, I reckon, are my hardest team in terms of reading. In terms of reading and getting the starts. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Knights. I think the Knights. I'm looking at these teams. It's pretty even, but with everything that's going on, and they have to win. They have to make a statement, the Knights. Yeah. If they're fair dinkum. Right. What a game. Friday night football. It's Melbourne versus the Roosters at Amy Park. The Roosters won the last time they met there. That was, I think it was a Latrell Mitchell field goal. That was over 2 years ago. Last year, Melbourne won both clashes. The absolute ball terror at Suncorp, which might be the greatest regular season game in NRL history. Well, in recent times. Not that that's an overstatement. And then a comfortable win at the SCG. 8.5 is the line that I'm looking at here. Come on, please.
Doesn't look right on paper, that line, does it? We saw the numbers on the screen there. $1.35, $3.25 for these two teams. Just doesn't look right.
Ben Marshke in, by the way.
He got off,
beat his crusher tackle chart. So at least they've got somewhat of a number nine. I say somewhat because he's not going to play 80. Joel,
look, any team with James Tedesco getting 8.5, I just have to take it. He's going to be fired up versus Pappenhausen.
Yeah.
Excuse me. One thing I'll say, boys, I've found a little gem this week.
Mm-hmm.
The last 20 times Pappenhausen has scored, Melbourne have won. The last 20 times.
How do you find that?
Yeah, I just
That's
had
a
feeling.
Very impressive.
Yeah, last 20 times he scored, they've won.
They've won a lot of games, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Oh, he's disrespectful.
No, I'm not. No,
he
wants
to pick holes in it.
No.
That's his other role.
That's disappointing.
Bad cop.
The man actually brings some research. Yeah. You never hear me shooting holes for anyone. So
right,
research. 8.5. So you're on the Roosters. What about you?
What's the colour of a 10-cent piece? Copper.
It just doesn't look right, but I made...
2-cent piece, I should have said.
I made the... I actually made this double figures this line. I got it to 10.5, so it's not far away from what it is. But the last couple of weeks, the Roosters have been in a jam in both games, and they've somehow found a way to dig themselves out. They were behind against the Warriors 2 weeks ago, and then we know what happened against the Sharkies last week with that last 20 minutes from Sam Walker was huge. The hooking role and an 18-year-old playing halfback, that he was found out a little bit in defence last week. If they can Sharks managed to isolate him a couple of times, and he got steamrolled. So I think he's definitely going to have a big target on his chest this week from a few of those Storm ball runners. Yeah, just given the couple of times the Roosters have been out of games and managed to drag their way back into it, I don't think they're going to get that luxury this week against Melbourne. And in front of a home crowd, I think they might be back to 100% down there as well. Mm-hmm.
Lindsay back helps. They need the size.
And he will start, I would imagine. Well, actually, no, they might keep him on the bench because they want a Melbourne's bench of Kamikamitha. Well, Kamikamitha and Eisenhuth, that's solid, but...
They always swap. Him and Nelson always swap.
Yeah. I've got to take the 8.5. Oh, you've sold me.
The outside backs.
I feel like I'm being... I'm hoodwinked into a sales pitch here that Sean's right and that the line isn't big enough, but I can't take... I cannot let 8.5 go.
With the Morris boys, Manu, Teddy, Jabiru Hargreaves.
Would you have given Walker the 3 points against Cronulla? This was actually a non-controversial. It was Warrior Hargreaves, I think, got the 3, Walker got the 2. It was one or the other. It was fine. I would have given Walker, even though Warrior Hargreaves was fantastic. They don't win without either. But Walker's poise at the end was phenomenal.
Yeah. My thing with the 3-2-1, the question you need to ask yourself is, which player had the biggest influence on the outcome? And it's probably Walker.
Wait till there were ones Joel Kane angry about. How does David Fifita not get all 3 against Newcastle? He takes a tap, scores himself. That ended the game. It made it 10-0. The game was over off that play. He gets 2.
The worst was Dufty.
I didn't see enough of that game. So, okay, I'll take you on trust.
Dufty and Jerome Luai didn't get a point between them.
Jerome Luai
didn't get a point. Didn't get a point. Got the Channel 9 man of the match.
Oh, was that one Hindy judged?
Yeah. Yep.
I love Hindy. He can't be judging Dally M.
Can we move to my system, please?
No, I'm almost about to put a ban on Dally M voting chat from on
yeah,
this
no,
show.
No, fair enough.
No, I'll cop that, but he's right.
Until we can bet on it.
But he's right. Okay, I like that.
Okay,
I've
got to ban myself too. One thing I'm concerned about though, Dan, with the Roosters pick, there's no better team than finding a spot player.
Oh.
They're going to find him. They're going to find him and find him and find him, young Walker. But I'll go with the young fella. I'll go the Roosters.
All right, we go to Mudgee. Are you going to Mudgee? Because I saw you looking up Mudgee weather.
Yes, for this reason.
Manly versus... You ever been to Mudgee?
Beautiful
town. Yeah, yeah. And you just up and back on the day? No, you can't do that.
I just said I wasn't going.
Oh, you said you weren't going. I thought you were, but then you said that's why I was looking at the weather.
No. I said the reason I'm looking at the weather is related to the betting markets.
Manly, Gold Coast. Well, you should go. Yeah. Don't go up and back. Spend the night there. Turbo Tom is back. Manly, $2.70. Titans, $1.47. Sean, that looks too long, the $1.47 to me. Because to me, we are greatly overestimating the return of Turbo. The line, there's your line, -6.0. I'm all over that for the Titans. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to lean just that way, but I found this game really, really tricky. I need to see what Turbo... I've got an idea of potentially what he's worth to this team, but I think I need to see him back in there. I don't think first up off a long spell, I think I want to be against his impact on this team. That the performance last week of Fifita and how Tino's playing as well, I think they're going to steamroll that Manly up front.
I found this so hard. I'll just go with you because you've been going well. I'll go the Titans, however.
Yes.
Here's the bet, boys. Oh, by the way, Marty Tapau has listed his house, apparently, and he's been told that he can look around. I wonder if Marty finishes the year in Manly colours.
No.
Ooh.
Good question. Certainly won't be there next year.
Do you know what I mean? Well, if you're listing your house now...
He's been off this year.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I'll tell you one thing about Marty Tapau and Taniela Paseka, where they've had no help. They are chronic offloaders. If I was fullback for their team, I would be right up the clacker of both Taniela Paseka and Marty the whole game.
Yeah, exactly. Now they've got one.
That's my whole point. Boys, good bet here.
Yes.
And I hate this bet type because you just want the game to be a real... cracking boring
game.
Oh,
no, you're gonna bet against football.
Yeah, I'm going to bet against football.
You're betting against football.
Yep. So, do you respect the Titans' defence?
Respected enough.
Yes. Yeah, so
respected enough.
They're conceding 16 points a game, right? And I can see why the lofty height here of the line is 44.5 or thereabouts. Is that mudgy, beautiful field?
Yeah.
30% chance of rain. Okay. So that comes into play. That's why I was checking the app.
No, no, fair enough.
30% chance of rain,
so
cool conditions. Right? No, I'm not going. But here's another stat I've found, Dan, which you will like. In the last 2 years since the start of 2019 and now, there's been 49 games. 19 of those have been with Turbo Manly, 30 without.
Yeah.
Now, people get so consumed about the attacking prowess of a fullback. These days, the defensive's so important. The 30 games without Turbo, they concede 27 points a game, Manly.
Yeah.
The 19 games with Turbo, they concede only 16 points a game.
Go and shoot that down, Sean. That's an excellent stat. Go and shoot that down. Come on.
No, I actually tuned out from that.
So there you go. So I'm unders.
Okay.
Because the role, the defensive role as a fullback is everything.
I get that. But it's $1.90. Yeah, they're the Wolf sods.
Yeah.
But look at the second rowers for Manly. Olakatu, who I'm sure is a middle, isn't he? Yeah. And Schuster.
He's
who,
done all right.
Schuster's going all right. But he's not a second rower.
He's I reckon he's a bit of a Johnny Sutton. I don't mind him there.
Okay. Fifita against one of those two. Mm. Come on. You're taking a lot of faith in Manly being.
Can I just have another quick look at the team?
Yes.
No, I've gone Titans.
Yeah, but
I'm going
saying,
the unders.
I'm talking for. But Manly concede 40 nearly every week. That's what I'm saying. That's the fact. I respect it. I respect it. You came in confident about that.
Yep. No, I'm
happy. I don't think Manly. You know, Morgan Harper is it. You know, I think.
I'm on the Titans, but
Brian
I'm on the
Kelly
unders.
Side?
There you go.
Hey?
I'm on the Titans, but I'm on the unders.
All right, let's go. We've made Joel cranky. I think it's me.
Oh, I love it.
South West's Tigers. Firstly, before we get to the odds, and we'll flash the odds up. Tigers fans booing again. What's your issue?
I play on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And people, it's not the first time the Tigers have been booed off at Leichhardt. In 2001, there was a game.
I played in that game.
Parramatta?
Yeah.
You were down 36-6, you got booed off, and then the only boo that was bigger was when the ground announcer said, "All right, Tigers, we can win the second half."
Oh, mate, I remember that game. They were white hot. They were flying.
They were flying. But you must have been going all right as well, because it was a full house, fans had expectation. And
I don't remember many games, but I remember standing behind the Southern Post watching Luke Burt kick or whoever was kicking the goal. Oh, they lapped it.
66-12. Okay, South West Tigers. Now, $1.10, no surprise there, $7. This line was the one that jumped out at me this week, Joel.
Mm.
18. That's not big enough. Cody Walker is back. Yeah, it hasn't moved. It hasn't gone to 18.5. I think this will start in the 20s, this line. So get on now. The back line is the back line, and I'm not seeing anyone here missing that should be playing. Liam Knight is also on the extended bench, so he's going to come back soon. Jake Simpkin replaces Jacob Little. Joey Lalua gone. Asu Kapoa named in the centres, but I think we can assume Tommy Talau will be going to the centres. Maybe in Kapoa will go into the wing. This is almost my best bet of the week, South Sydney.
Wow.
Even though the Tigers tested them twice last year.
I'm going to back the Tigers here on the back of the kid. At the line. This Jake Simpkins has easily been the best player in the knock-on effect cup.
Okay.
He's a good, good player. And I was a big, big fan of Jacob Little, but not giving him enough footy. This kid's got a bit of footy in him. It can completely change the dynamics of your team. However, can we do the wolf symbol? I've got a wolf for you.
Come on. You've only got one of those.
Come on. Here we go. Righto, Dan. I've been through the tapes here, right?
No.
This has happened the last 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks ago. Newcastle Knights on the attack. Brayley out of dummy half. Play short. Mitch Barnett over the top of Dewey try.
Right.
Okay, week later, Parramatta at Bankwest Stadium, right? Mm. Or ANZ Stadium, in fact. Reed Marnie out of dummy half. Plays flat. Isaiah Papali'i scores a try. Adam Dewey try.
Oh, no.
Same game. Reed Marnie, dummy half, goes left, plays flat. Tom Opacek over Adam Dewey, try. Last week.
Oh, no.
Who did the Tigers play last week?
I don't know, but you're going to...
Cowboys. Reece Robson comes out of dummy half, plays flat. Ben Condon over Dewey, try.
Can't happen 5 weeks in a row.
This week. Well, they're all studying the tape. So this week, Cookie goes short side.
Yes.
Looks for the $5 Jacob Host, try.
Oh.
Jacob Host.
Wow. That's the sort of research you get here on Get Him On Side.
There you go.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Are you back in West, though?
At the line. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sean Ormerod.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way as well, but far out. You mentioned their hard team to catch for you this year. I think they're my bogey team as well. Been really keen on them a couple of times, and they've burnt me. They have got it in them.
Hey? I'm convinced that'll be 21.5 by the time they kick off. Because you put up lines like that, they only ever back the favourite, don't they?
No, not so much. But they were so bad in that first half. There needs to be a response, and I just hope you see it early, and they sort of set the tone for this game. It's a big start.
He can play this kid, boys. This Simpkins
can play.
I
hope he can.
I believe you.
Plenty of footy in him.
All right. Tigers, and South.
Yep.
Match of the round. Melbourne Roosters. Well, this might be match of the round. Canberra Parramatta at 7:30 live on Fox League. And Canberra, big out. Nicole Klukstar, even though you think he'll prevent them from winning a comp, Joel, he is... okay.
Good winger.
He's going to hit me by the end of this.
Caleb Aikens does the same role, though.
Yeah. Non-creator, but a lot of work. And yeah. Curtis Scott is back. Emre Guler is back as well. Parramatta bring back Ryan Madison.
Well, they've said that the last few weeks, haven't
they? I'm thinking of a new policy here on Get Him On Side.
Dylan Brown's out, eh?
Dylan Brown is out.
Yeah.
And if I see Bryce Cartwright in a 17, I will back against them almost no matter what. 2.5 is the start.
Very good strategy, that.
Canberra for me. Sorry, Bryce. Anti-vaxxer. You need a vaccine that prevents you from stupid passes.
It's been a bad week for vaccines all around, hasn't it?
Yes.
I'm really keen on Canberra here at home. That game last week for the Raiders against Penrith could have easily been a different story early. Probably should have been 12-0 if Croker just grounds the ball. Yeah. And then they were in all sorts when Charns went off. It just turned that left edge to water and Penrith, you know, found them.
Yep.
Quick, smart. Brown out for Paris, huge. Although he probably hasn't been his best this year, but it's still an out.
It's too much of the same. Brown and Moses, both decent players in their own right, but it's too much of the same.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Parra really got found out against the Dragons last week. The Dragons were really impressive, and they couldn't really handle the heat, Parramatta. And I think they're going to get more of the same against a Raiders are a quality outfit. I'm really keen on Canberra at the start.
So, which way are you going, Sean?
Raiders.
Raiders for me. What about you?
Yeah, I'll go the Raiders. Sivo hasn't scored in 2 weeks, which is a drought for him. He's only once ever gone 3 in a row. So, one thing I'll say about Parramatta, can they go to the next level by doing what Canberra did with Whiten? And I say it because it's this game. I'd be making Gutho a six. And if they've got a good fullback line around, trotting him out, because I think that they could really go up another edge having someone like him play six.
It doesn't say much, does it, that you put Will Smith in that role for Dylan Brown?
He can play fullback, Will.
But you don't think, oh, that's a hammer blow. They can't win because Dylan Brown's not there.
No.
So, and Will Smith's done some nice things this year. All right, let's move on. So, okay, do I get your tip?
Raiders.
Canberra all around. St. George Illawarra, New Zealand Warriors. That is the Sunday afternoon game at Cogra. Dragons flying, bashing. Aren't they fun to watch? Just bashing teams into submission.
Mm.
And the Warriors, Peter Hicker comes in on the wing. I don't think that's going to happen. Surely Pompey or Montoya goes to the wing. But anyway, $1.45 Dragons, $2.75 the Warriors. Josh Curran, former Rooster, will play his seventh NRL game as a second rower. Eli Katoa, David Fusatua out. Warriors have won the last four when these sides have met. The line, 5.5. I think that's inviting for the Dragons. Joel Kane.
Well, I'll take the Dragons. They're hot to trot at the moment. It's a danger game as far as they're coming off a big game, and they've got a big game coming up at the Anzac Day with the Roosters, so that's a little bit of concern. But if you said at the start of the year, who's two players from the forward pack you don't want out? Eli Katoa's one, and Adam Fanua Blake's most certainly the other one.
Yeah.
Manly is seeing how tough it is without Adam Fanua Blake. Warriors are now seeing that. Remember last year, it was a landslide when they were voting the players who the best front row in the comp is. It was Adam Fanua Blake by as long as you can kick. So I do like the Dragons.
Yes.
I do like this, and we said this at the start of the year. Don't forget that Sivo started his career at about 25. Ravalawa's still a baby.
Yeah.
Ravalawa can reach every height that Sivo has, and he's already starting to catch him. I can tell you this. The last 18 games that Ravalawa's played and Sivo's played, Ravalawa has scored 15 tries from his last 18 games. Sivo's scored 10. So he is now outscoring his Fijian
Something's
counterpart.
Something's up with Micah, isn't it, Joel?
Yeah.
He's not looking for the ball.
He's not doing a lot of work, is he?
No. Something's not
he's
right
quiet.
There.
He's very,
very
quiet.
He just resigned, didn't he?
Have something on Ravalawa to score.
Yeah, you touched on it. This is a huge danger game for the Dragons. Massive. This is the exact sort of game you sort of want to try and catch the Warriors here. But the Dragons, I'd have to admit, they are flying. Dufty's just airborne at the moment. A lot of outs for the Warriors. It's at Cogra. I'm gonna tip the Dragons at the line, but I think there's more upside in backing them at a margin, maybe 13 plus. If they do get on a roll with the crowd behind them, it's Sunday arvo, they could put a few points on the board. I'm going to tip the Dragons, but I think it's very much a danger game.
I'm looking here, minus 19.5, the Dragons at $4.40.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Because
yeah.
you get the sense, if they go on, they'll really go on. I do like Zach Lomax for a double. Doubles have been good to me this year.
That's going
to
be jumping, Cogra, on
it
Sunday arvo.
Is the weather
No, I haven't seen that.
It's cool, but sunny.
Hey boys, as long as it's sunny, that's fine.
Josh McGuire plays too, who's a former Anthony Griffin player.
Uh-huh. Right?
Now, just on this, I was at a bowling club when Mary and McGregor had been given the wrist, and I showed this board member some stats which I tweeted out. I said, Anthony Griffin, in his 8 years, so it's a big base, his average defence is 17 a game. I'll challenge you outside of Robinson and Bellamy to find a coach who's coached over more than 4 or 5 years, right, who has a defensive record anywhere near that. It's huge. It's massive.
Yeah.
17 points a game, and he got the job, thankfully, which is fantastic.
Well, I think winning the comp is about 13.
Yeah.
So he's
13 or less.
It's not far. And
that's over 8 years.
He's got 17. And he's got a winning record as a coach as well. So he's much maligned. Hook. I don't know what it is. It might be a personality thing that's sort of done him in over the years.
I don't think he's much maligned. I think he was just maligned at
Gus.
Yeah.
Where else has there been?
Yeah, true.
We get to... So Dragons for me. Dragons. But you, Dragons, but be careful.
Yeah.
Or go big. either I think something smells at the Warriors. I think the signs are there. You said it. No Fanua Blake, but they're not last year's version.
No.
And that was one of the... That was, again, that's in the hall of shame for games, Manly versus Warriors. It had the finish, but that was a stinker. Something's not right. North Queensland, Canterbury. What a match of the day. When they designed matches of the day, they said, let's get the Cowboys. Thank God they're off a win. And I just love the Bulldogs. This is how low the depths had got with the Bulldogs, is that the Fox strap, after the game, they'd been beaten 52-18, and it was Dogs find form. And you know what? You couldn't argue with it. No. They'd actually found a way to the try line. Luke Thompson, when he actually is on the field, makes a hell of a difference for Canterbury. I actually see some life there at the Dogs, but the problem is they're running into a side that also is welcoming back Taumalolo. 6.5. Wow. Tricky line. Tricky, tricky line. Sunday afternoon in Townsville, they've only won 3 of their 12 games there in North Queensland.
Yeah, look, when you're a player from a battling team, and trust me, I know all about this, sometimes there's a game where you go, we can win this. We can actually win this game.
Dogs?
Yeah, I think the Dogs will be thinking they can win this game. A few players back. Avarillo looked all right at 6. Cowboys are certainly no Melbourne Storm. I'll take the 6.5.
No Hammer here as well.
Yeah.
Who,
what
you
a
know,
try.
Oh, unreal. So they lose a bit of strike out wide with him. I'm throwing my hands up here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this game. I'm purely sticking with the rule of just getting against a bad side, which I still think the Cowboys are, despite them winning last week. $1.45 favourites. You'd have to be mad to back
That's
that.
Not
I think
the West
so.
Tigers last week, really.
Yeah,
oh, you
yeah.
couldn't back head to head. But so, I think the line. I'm going Cowboys. Which way are you going?
No, I'm going to land the way of the Bulldogs. Oh. But
see, their tries were a bit fluky as well.
Yeah,
they deserve those tries, Canterbury, because remember they'd actually put on. They'd got it down that end of the field.
You're also coming off a half as a Cowboy, where you've let in.
They stunk, but they stink as a team. I just think they're better than Canterbury. How does Canterbury's putrid attack go against the Cowboys' putrid defence? Yeah. That's the question.
Oh, here's your bet
game.
In this game.
Yes.
Last week between them, and it's been a constant for both these teams, they conceded 6 forwards tries last week. So the good teams let your wingers and centres and fullbacks score. 6 forward tries between them they conceded last week. So
that,
find yourself...
That Bulldogs goal line.
Forward.
You are getting my 3 Dally in points today, Joel, because your research you have brought is... I like the Adam Dewey one. That's my favourite one.
Yeah, that's what's a tape. You'll love it even more.
Well, you've told me. I'm not going to go. What's
the
tape?
The Bulldogs goal line defence is the worst I've ever seen of a team.
Well, that's a big call.
Well,
it's have you statistically, you're right. It stinks.
If you spend enough time up there, you just score, don't you?
All right. So I can't.
Just
wait
on the Bulldogs.
The
Broncos have beaten one team in 12 months.
Canterbury twice.
Jeez.
All right. Best bets coming up right after this.
Fabian Frothers. Final routine in the Rhythmic Spillnastics. Hope you're thirsty, Australia. Change from 4 drinks. Don't see that often. Taking credit for his round now. Lovely pint pirouette. Especially on this sticky floor. Into his trademark schooner shuffle. Extra hops. Now serve it up, son. Yes! All thrill and no spiller. Another make it look easy moment from Sportsbet.
Fabian. Imagine calling a kid Fabian. Aren't you asking? You are just saying to Fabian's school kid, schoolmates, have at it. hello to all Fabians out there. Let's go to Best Bets. Joel, you're my Dally M winner for this podcast. You go first.
Righty-o. We're going to go the unders in the Titans, Manly under 44.5, into Makaeli Ravalawa, who's at the moment the number one Fijian winger.
You all laughed at me last year when I flew the Ravalawa flag. Now you're on board.
Ravalawa,
oh, that's right. He was the hater. You put him in Carrot Horn territory.
Did I?
Oh,
yeah.
You laughed at me.
Not looking good now. No, he's playing well. You're a brave man. Tipping the unders in that game. That takes some big canasters.
I've told you
I'm
why.
Burnt
turbo
from, real
back.
Burnt
he's
from last week.
Turbo back.
Okay.
You might be right.
Righto.
Knights 13+ for me. We know
they're $4.30.
Yeah, we know everything that's gone on at the Sharkies this week. I think if I had to hazard a guess, I think if it starts to go against them this week, they might just shut up shop. Far more upside in backing a margin, similar to some of the games we've talked about in the past, than the $1.90 head to head. I think
that is fat. All right, let's go to what my one is. Oh, yes, it's a Saturday multi, everyone. Rabbitohs, I think, are specials at the line, even though these two don't agree. And then play it safe, Titans Raiders at the line. That's a nice, juicy $4.60 Saturday to get you through. See, because I'm way in front on the best bets, I'm now looking for... I'm getting,
here he is.
No. I'm getting greedy. Like, I was just going to say South $1.90. At the line. I think, bugger it. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, pin the shoulders back.
Hey, Dan,
I'm
by the way.
Bad punter when I'm in front.
Yeah, we all do that. A couple of markets that you can keep an eye out for. So the Friday night and Sunday afternoon game.
Yes.
TRY Fector. So 5 players who are noted try scorers. Any of those to combine for the first 3 tries?
Oh, I see.
You understand?
Yeah,
box trifecta.
So, yeah, box trifecta. Box trifecta.
Yeah.
So in the Storm, they won't be up until closer to the game, but Roos is taking the Storm. You've got Pap and Teddy and list goes on there, right, etc. The other one is on a Saturday. Which team of the 6 will score the most points? Which is a nice little market. So you've got Manly Titans, Rabbitohs Tigers, Raiders Eels. I'd say the Rabbitohs would be favourites there when
it goes
up.
But I would look at the Gold Coast. Obviously.
You'll find that market in the first game, so Manly versus Titans.
Aha.
Yeah.
There we go. And you're still doing your bingo?
Bingo, yep. You'll find
that
the Broncos Panthers.
Week?
I don't think so well last week.
Right. Did you get it the week before?
We've missed out by one
Oh, you had that one wrapped up. Not wrapped up, but you had it in your sights with like 2 games to spare
or something. That's right. So maybe this week.
All right, that's it. That's been a Get 'Em Onside podcast for round number 6. Good luck in Mexico.
Thanks, mate.
And
gamble
responsibly. Keep smiling, Joel. Keep smiling.